Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturday afternoons at 1 from WEHC at Emory and Henry. It's my chance each week to play for you songs I think are extra special and occasionally put in something a little different, a reading, a story, a joke, and I call those oddball things Wombats. And that's where my title comes from, Wombats and Music. And I do have a full-blown wombat tonight, one I've never used before, so a new wombat. But we're going to start off with just a short little thing. It's very peppy. It's called Charlie's Bounce by Shane Cook and Woodchoppers. Charlie's Bounce. That was Charlie's Bounce by Shane Cook and Woodchippers. Next up is a classic. It's American Pie by Don McLean from 1971. In 1970, I moved to the New York area and was looking for a banjo teacher. I had lunch with a friend from college who knew of a banjo teacher. And while we were having lunch, he said, "By the way, you might be interested if you're in that kind of music." He said, "There's a guy living on the property where I am. He's in the gatehouse of the main building. I'm in the main building. The guy in the gatehouse says he's going to be famous. He's got a contract with a big record company. Maybe you'll hear him. His name is Don McLean." This is before the record came out. Within a year, the record American Pie came out, and Don McLean became very famous. There's been much debate on the meaning of the words, what all the symbolism is. And Don McLean has refused steadfastly to explain most of it. However, this is American Pie by Don McLean. And it's 8 minutes long, 8 minutes and 30 seconds long. Probably the longest song I play on my show. But it stayed on the hit parade for 4 weeks up at number one in spite of its length. American Pie.
Along. Time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. And I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance, and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I'd deliver. Bad news on the doorstep. I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride, but something touched me deep inside the day the music died. So bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, "This'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die."
Did you write the book of love? And do you have faith in God above? If the Bible tells you so, do you believe in rock and roll? Can music save your mortal soul? And can you teach me how to dance real slow? Your shoes. Man, I dig those rhythm and blues. I was a lonely teenage bronc and buck with a pink carnation and a pickup truck. But I knew I was out of luck the day the music died. I started singing, bye, bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Day that I die, this'll be the day that I die. Now for 10 years we've been on our own, and moss grows fat on a rolling stone, but that's not how it used to be. When the jester sang for the king and queen in a coat he borrowed from James Dean, and a voice that came from you and me. Oh, and while the king was looking down, the jester stole his thorny crown. The courtroom was adjourned, no verdict was returned. And while Lenin read a book on Marx, the quartet practiced in the park, and we sang dirges in the dark. The day singing, bye, bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye and singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. Help the skelter in the summer swelter. The birds flew off with a fallout shelter, 8 miles high and falling fast. The jester on the sidelines in a cast. Now the halftime air was sweet perfume while the sergeants played a marching tune. We all got up to dance, oh, but we never got the chance. As the players tried to take the field, the marching band refused to yield. Do you recall what day the music died? We started singing, bye, bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys been drinking whiskey and rye and singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. Clenched in fists of rage, no angel born in hell could break that Satan's spell. And as the flames climbed high into the night to light the sacrificial rite, I saw Satan laughing with delight. The day the music died, he was singing, bye, bye, Miss American Pie. Drove to the levee, but the levee was dry. And good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye.
I met a girl who sang the blues, and I asked her for some happy news, but she just smiled and turned away. I went down to the sacred store where I'd heard the music years before, but the man there said the music wouldn't play. And in the streets the children screamed, the lovers cried and the poets dreamed, but not a word was spoken. The church bells all were broken, and the three men I admire most, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, they caught the last train for the coast the day the music died. And they were singing, bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. They were singing, bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die.
That was American Pie by Don McLean. Next up is a version of Dreams. Fleetwood Mac did the original version of Dreams, and it's hard to imagine anyone doing a better job. But I've learned not so much to compare covers of songs with the original as to ask, does that new version of this song stand up on its own? Is it worth listening to, regardless of whether it's better or not as good as the original? And here's a good example. This is Dreams. Thunder only happens when it's raining. Well, a different version entirely. This version is by Elise Turow. And the description says it's a funk cover of Dreams. It has a lot of rhythm. It's fun. by Lisa Turow. Well, it's time for kind of a wombat. It's a history lesson. The next song is called The Goodnight Loving Trail. And I remember it well because when I was in this folk music club in New York, it's one of the songs we like to sing a lot together at night. Almost every night, somebody would lead this song. And it's just a fun song to sing. However, it tells a history, and I'm going to tell you about the history. The great cattle drives of the West started probably around 1866 and lasted until there was still some going on as late as 1940. Still, less than 100 years, the entire era of great droving cattle and cowboys and wranglers, all these things, was less than 100 years. And the cowboy was the main person who did the riding around and making the cattle keep moving. They would take them as long as 1,800 miles, 1,000 miles, 1,500 miles. They'd take them out from wherever they could ride them up. They'd round them up and drive them to the nearest railroad center to go to places like Chicago. And for many years, there weren't many railroad centers. At the peak of the time, Dodge City, Kansas was a railroad center that shipped out 500,000 cattle a year. There were specialists in the cowboys' groups. The wranglers looked after the horses. Each cowboy had as many as three or four horses to ride during the day. And the other man, the one this song is about, was the cook, often referred to as our old woman. The cook was usually a cowboy who could no longer ride and round up horses, and he would stay back at the camp and cook. And it was kind of a sad thing in a way, but on the other hand, he was sometimes a hero to the men, an old man, a leader, who had a lot of history behind him. So this song is about the goodbye, a goodnight loving trail, and it's about the cook with that particular group. Here it is, sung by Charlie Daniels.
Too old to wrangle, right on the swing. You beat the triangle and you curse everything. If dirt was a kingdom, and you'd be a king on the good night trail, on the loving trail. The old woman's lonesome tonight. Your French harp and moans like a lone ball and cat. It's a wonder the wind don't tear off your skin. Get in there, blow out the light. The cook fire's gone out and the coffee's all gone. The boys are all up in there raising the dawn, and you're lying there all lost in a song on the good night trail, on the loving trail. The old woman's lonesome tonight. Your French harp it moans like a lone bowling cap. It's a wonder the wind don't tear off your skin. Get in there, blow out the light. I know that someday I'll be just the same, wearing an apron instead of a name. and no one can change it, and no one's to blame. 'Cause the desert's a book wrote in lizards and sage, and it's easy to look like an old worn out page, all wrinkled and dusty and covered with age. On the good night trail, on the looming trail, the old woman's lonesome tonight, and your French heart, it moans like a long ball in calf. It's a wonder when don't tear off your skin. Get in there, blow out the light. Get in there and blow out the light.
That was The Goodnight Loving Trail, sung by Charlie Daniels. The next song is one of my favorite 50s songs. This is from 1955. It's Chuck Berry singing Maybelline.
Maybelline, why can't you be true? Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true? You done started doing the things you used to do. As I was motivating over the hill, I saw Maybelline in a coupe de ville. A Cadillac rolling on an open road, nothing outrun my V8 Ford. A Cadillac doing about 95, moves bumper to bumper, rolling side to side. Maybelline, why can't you be true? Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true? You done started back doing the things you used to do. Cadillac pulled up to 104. My Ford got hot and wouldn't do no more. The gun got cloud and started to rain. I tooted my horn for the passing lane. My rainwater blowing all under my hood. I knew that I was doing my motor good. Maybelline, why can't you be true? Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true? You done started back doing the thing you used to do.
That was Chuck Berry singing Maybelline. Next up is a song by Woody Guthrie, This Train is Bound for Glory. And this version was recorded as a tribute to Woody Guthrie, and I won't even begin to name all the famous singers on here. You might recognize some of the voices, but there were a lot of them. So This Train is Bound for Glory.
Just this train. Triple dealing Wall Street ramblers, this train. Well, if you catch them with their hands in deep, cast them out and then repeat, this train. Bound for glory, this train.
This train don't care no lies.
This train is bound for glory, sung at a tribute to Woody Guthrie. Well, here comes the first wombat of the evening. This is a recording I made about, 30, 40 years ago, when I was a young man. I was part of a chapel service, and we were discussing sacred things, holy things, and haunted things. And this was my contribution. So it's me reading something I had written about being haunted experiences. And the acoustics aren't very good, but I think they're good enough to understand most of the words. It was recorded on a little cassette recorder in the flowers in the middle of the chapel service. This is Haunted by Harry Baya.
There is an experience we share for which I have no name. Call it a sense of mystery. Call it awe or even fear. It is an ancient human emotion from deep within our racial memories. I find it in the arts, music, poetry, drama, literature, visual arts. It is that which makes an experience haunting. It is one of the common dimensions of dreams. I hear it in William Blake's poetry. I see it in paintings by Hieronymus Bosch and Dali. It is a concatenation of events, of images, that evokes a sense of unseen powers moving phantom-like within us. It was really, and the slithy toads did gyre and gimble in the wave. All mimsy were the borogoves, and the moon rats outgave. It is as if some timeless beast cried out, and its brother answered back from deep within us. within us? Can there be such awesome power within us? The experience I am trying to define is strongly associated with death and all its trappings. Ghouls, fiends, werewolves, and ghosts. Surely there are ghosts. In each human there are the ghosts of the human race, of millions of generations of life, and fear, and love, and death. The ghost of everyone we ever knew lives in our memories, waiting to be called. It is part of art and part of dreams, haunting, awesome, ghoulish, and what else? Religious? No, not quite. More like sacred, holy. The mystic's experience, the trance, the shakers. The rituals of worship, especially the ancient ones, are bubbling with this raw stuff. Stuff that can speak to us in magical ways. Pictures of Stonehenge are powerful. Imagine how it felt to serve as a priest in Neptune. Perhaps it is not too difficult to explain. Perhaps it is some neural phenomenon in the right hemisphere of our brain. A pattern stimulus creates a pattern response. A response we perceive as mystery or wonder or... I still don't have a name. But it does not matter that we can explain it. It does matter that we can feel it, that we can sense it as confirming our essence, our nature, that we can feel it flowing between us and others. I have had such experiences here, in this building, especially here. Wherever people are together to make life more worth living for one another, seek the best and the strongest that is in them. They stand on holy ground. Surely, we are in a holy place. Listen. Perhaps the forces will speak to you, or from you.
That was Haunted by Harry Beyer. I loved doing that. And I particularly like the last line that says, perhaps the voices will speak to us or from within us. I thought that caught the mood I was trying to convey. You're listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC. And I'm not sure what I should call it now. I've always called it Emory Henry College. But it's becoming, or has become, a university. Is it a college and a university, or just a university? In any case, it's Emory and Henry, and this is their radio station, WEHC. And it's my chance each week to play for you music, and occasionally put an odd thing in, which I call a wombat. And we just had the wombat of called Haunted. And earlier, the history lesson on the cowboys and rodeo roundups and stuff, that was also a wombat. We're moving on now to another version of Iko Iko. I must have 5 or 6 versions of Iko Iko, and I keep running into new ones. This is a new one. I got a big kick out of it. So this is Justin Wellington singing his version of Iko Iko, which I think of as a Louisiana Mardi Gras song.
Hey, yo, big wave. Tell them I come. Small time alongside JW.
My bestie and your bestie sit down by the fire. Your bestie says she want parties, so can we make these flames go higher? Talking about hey now, hey now, hey now, hey now. I go ane. Chucking more fina anane. Chucking more fina ne. Start my truck, let's all jump in. Here we go together. Nice cool breeze and big palm trees. I tell you, life don't get no better. Talking about hey now,
hey now,
hey now,
hey now.
Aiko, aiko, ane. Chucking more fina, anane. Chucking more fina, ane.
Okay, your mama, Nguele. Step on the dancing floor. Hips be winding, DJ rewinding. Take it to the island way. Okay, your baby mama. Put on
jam in the small jam way. Jam in the small jam way.
My bestie and your bestie dancing by the fire. Your bestie says she want parties, so can we make these flames go higher? Talking about hey now.
Straight up, right hoochie mama. Make me party non-stop in a island banda. Swing those hips and back it up to me ragga. A chance for party ladies do the doggy doggy. I'm jumping island reggae, rapping blue, green and yellow. Me jumping and baby making slow wine for me baby. Speakers pumping, people jumping. We jumping the island way.
Shout out to the good time crew all across the islands. Grab your shoes, let me two by two. And now we're shining bright like diamonds. Talking about hey now.
Wind up, go down, twist your body backwards.
We go
left, left, we go right, right. Turn it around and forward.
Wind up, go down again.
Wind up, go down, twist your body backwards.
Twist it back.
We go left, left, we go right, right. Turn it around and forward.
My bestie and your bestie dancing by the fire. Your bestie says she want parties, so can we make these flames go higher? Talking about hey now.
That was Aiko Aiko by Justin Wellington. Next up is another classic song from the 50s, 1956. This was Green Door by Jim Lowe. And it has always captured me the feeling of being left out of a party I wish I were in. And the Green Door symbolizes that.
There's an old piano and they play it hot behind the green door. Don't know what they're doing, but they laugh a lot behind the green door. Wish they'd let me in so I could find out what's behind the green door.
Not once tried to tell them I've been there. Door slammed. Hospitality's thin there. Wonder just what's going on in there.
Saw an eyeball peeping through a smoky cloud behind the green door. When I said Joe sent me, someone laughed out loud behind the green door. All I want to do is join the happy crowd behind the green door.
Jim Lowe. Next up is something that's different enough it could be thought of as a wombat. It's in Spanish and it's by an Argentine composer and sung by a group called Los Frontiseros. What happened was that in 1963 the Catholic Church permitted writing and having mass in other languages, and this particular composer decided to make a version of the Catholic Mass in Spanish. However, His background as an Argentine musician and composer was very much in the Indian and local tribes and things, their culture and their music. So this, not only is the composer's name is Ariel Ramirez, not only did he compose, use a lot of Spanish culture music, it also used the local culture of the Indios, the Gauchos, the Creoles of his area of Argentina. So this is kind of a mixed cultural experience. And I heard it for the first time, I think in the 60s, and just fell in love with the entire thing. So this is one part of a folk mass composed to fit within the Argentine musical culture. Misa Criolla.
Señor Dios, Cordero de Dios, Hijo del Padre.
Tú que quitas los pecados del mundo, ten piedad de nosotros. Del mundo, atiende nuestras súplicas. Tú que reinas con el Padre, ten piedad de nosotros.
Thank you. Señor.
Gloria a Dios.
En las alturas
y en la tierra.
Paz a los hombres.
Paz a los hombres que ama el Señor. Porque tú
solo eres santo.
Solo tú,
Señor, tú solo.
Porque tú
solo eres santo.
Solo tú,
Señor, tú solo.
Tú solo altísimo Jesucristo.
Con el Espíritu Santo,
con el Espíritu Santo, en la gloria de Dios Padre. Amén, 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 amén.
That was Gloria from Misa Criolla. Now comes quite a change of mood. This is Night Fever by the Bee Gees. This was one of the hit songs from the movie Saturday Night Fever. And if you've ever seen that movie, you won't forget this song. It was the opening credits, I think. Really just struck me hard. So this is Night Fever from Saturday Night Fever, sung by the Bee Gees. That was Night Fever by the Bee Gees. Next up is Four Strong Winds by Ian and Sylvia. This is from the folk music revival of the late 50s and early 60s. And in the folk revival, often it was just the simplest possible music. Here's an example. Two voices and a guitar, I think. But the two voices, Ian and Sylvia, just raw, really. Just simple harmony. This is Four Strong Winds by Ian and Sylvia.
Strong winds that blow lonely, seven seas that run high, all those things that don't change, come what may. But our good times are all gone, and I'm bound for moving on. I'll look for I'll go out to Alberta. Weather's good there in the fall. I got some friends that I can go to work in full. Still, I wish you'd change your mind if I asked you one more time. But we've been through that a hundred times or more. Four strong winds that blow lonely, seven seas that run high, all those things that don't change, come what may. But our good times are I'll look for you if I'm ever back this way. If I get there before the snow flies, and if things are going good, you could meet me if I sent you down the fair. But by then and those winds sure can blow cold way out there. Four strong winds that blow lonely, seven seas that run high, all those things that don't change, come what may. But our good times are all gone, and I'm bound for moving on. I'll look for you if I'm ever back this way.
Four Strong Winds by Ian and Sylvia. Song on the show today is Little Boxes, sung by Mark Dvorak. Malvina Reynolds' 1962 hit talked about living in little boxes. This talks about being in Zoom, where everybody's head appears in a little box. Here's a Zoom song, Little Boxes by Mark Dvorak.
Little boxes on my laptop, little boxes in the gallery, little boxes, little boxes all the day, where the doctor and the lawyers hold meetings during quarantine in their boxes, little boxes, they all can have a say. Oh, the students at the grade school and also the university are in boxes, little boxes, where they study every day. And the the teacher mutes the students so she can keep her sanity. Oh, the boxes, little boxes, thank God it's Friday. Now the flustered folk singer thinks the sound is horrible in the boxes, little boxes, little boxes where he plays. And the spotlight doesn't work right, 'cause Zoom needs more megabytes. Now the boxes, little boxes are frozen or delayed. Little boxes on my laptop, little boxes in the gallery, little boxes, little boxes all the day.
You've been listening to Wombats and Music with your host, Harry Baya, and now it's time to ask you to join me. Please join me in celebrating most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.